we hear about it.
It is 5:30, I'll call the meeting in order. First up is the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Anyone desiring to view the Open Meetings Act may do so. The document is available for public inspection and is located on the southwest wall of the council chambers as well as on the City of Wayne website. City Council may go into closed session to discuss certain agenda items to protect the public interest or to prevent the needless injury to the reputation of an individual and if such individual is not requested a public hearing. Item number three is approval of the minutes from November 19th, our last meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
There's been a motion and a second. Any discussion? Let's roll call. Minutes are approved. Item number four is approval of the claims.
I'll make a motion to approve the claims.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any questions, comments on the claims? Seeing none, let's roll call. And we will adjourn. Signee die. And we will have, this is always awkward, so we'll have our exiting council members switch spots. And then we'll have, Amy, you're probably going to have to go around
yep.
and do the swearing in of the new council members, but don't run off because we're still going to present.
We should do just right down there if they want to just stand there.
Well, Claire, are you going to, do you want to arrange them so you can get a photo here?
We're awesome and pretty.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Everybody.
No, I don't need to.
Everybody who got reelected.
Wait, you guys have to be over here.
Come down here first.
Is it this one?
Dwayne, come down here first so I can do your thing.
Amy has to spread out.
Yes.
We got the veteran side and the rookie side.
I need one of the next side.
If you two don't want to be in your teachers, then you probably have a
not memorized.
That wasn't it. If you two don't want to, it was a
get out of the way.
Get out of the way. Move.
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah.
Don't
worry.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have you raise your right hand. Obviously, after I say I, you say your own name. Okay.
I, Parker Bolte.
I, Brittany Weber.
Austin Hauser.
And then just repeat after. Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Nebraska.
And the Constitution of the State of Nebraska.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
And without mental reservation.
And without mental reservation.
Or for purpose of evasion.
Or for purpose of evasion.
And that I will faithfully and impartially.
And that I will faithfully and impartially.
Perform the duties of.
Perform the duties of.
The office of council member of the City of Wayne, Nebraska.
The office of council member of the City of Wayne, Nebraska.
According to law.
According to law.
And to the best of my ability.
And to the best of my ability.
And I do further swear.
And I do further swear.
That I do not advocate.
That I do not advocate.
Nor am I a member of.
Nor am I a member of.
Any political party or organization.
Any political party or organization.
That advocates the overthrow.
That advocates the overthrow.
Of the government of the United States.
Of the government of the United States.
Or of this state.
Or of this state.
By force or violence.
By force or violence.
And that during such time.
And that during such time.
As I am in this position.
As I am in this position.
I will not advocate nor become.
I will not advocate nor become.
A member of any political party.
A member of any political party.
Or organization that advocates.
Or organization that advocates.
The overthrow of the government.
The overthrow of the government.
Of the United States or of this state.
Of the United States or of this state.
By force or violence.
By force or violence.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Oh, first time.
Good job.
Done. I even got them in the right spots and everything.
Dwayne, do you remember the switches?
Yes.
Up and down and select them?
Yes.
And Parker, do you know how to do the switches?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
On the left side?
Okay.
Austin, help you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. Down is perfect. Okay.
All right, we will reconvene. And next up is the selection of the president of the council.
Make a motion to nominate Jill Broderson.
Second.
Motion in a very quick second. Very quick motion in a very quick second. Any discussion? Let's roll call. Jill, your streak continues.
Yes, thank you.
Item number nine is presentation of dedication of service plaques to the outgoing council members. Clara, once again, I'm at your service, however you want.
Wes might have to move.
Yep, I will.
I'll switch your spots.
Just right in the background.
Thank you.
I hope I got your head.
It's a bit right. Clock three, right? You already got one sent at home?
Thank you.
We'll miss you, Terry.
Yeah, thanks, Nick.
I'll be on the call sometime, you know. Thanks, Wes. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Terry.
Really was an honor, Nick.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for all you do.
Thanks, Nick.
Enjoy your Tuesdays off.
Not off. Time for something else.
I'll see you around.
All right, item number 10 is action on the recommendation of the LB 840 Revolving Loan Fund Committee. Revolving Loan Fund application to Wayne's Economic Development Program by Pepper and Print LLC. We've got Luke Virgil presenting. Luke, kick us off, sir.
Thank you very much. Like the letter says, the committee met last week, right before the holiday. This is a real estate company that is purchasing a property. And they have, in their application, they outlined how they're going to be able to generate funds. They've got a couple of leases through different businesses that are going to take, they're going to take on very shortly after they acquire the property and renovate it. And so they've come to this program requesting $112,500. And that's to be used in tandem with the same amount from a private lender, a state Nebraska bank, and then $25,000 of their own personal equity. And that will be combined for a rough project cost of $250,000. And they are going to purchase the property and the building and renovate it. And the property is 110 Main Street. Most recently, that building was a Keco Blend. And that's the building directly south of the Wayne Harrell Building across the alley. So the committee met, they voted unanimously to support recommendation for approval of this loan. The full amount, $112,500. The terms are a little bit different. The loan repayment period is 10 years on a balloon payment with a 20-year amortization. So they'll have 20-year payments, but they will finish paying it after year 10. And then the interest rate, half of the rate of the primary lender. So the top quote was 7.5 from the bank. And so 3.75 is the recommendation. But the applicants will come up next. They are actually requesting 2%. That's what they put in their original documentation. And I think they're comfortable with the 10-year balloon payment on a 20-year AM. So, but the applicants are here. You've got Jason and Heidi Clausen, and then Elizabeth and Ransom Broders. And if you don't have questions for me, I'll step out and let them discuss it.
Yeah, beat it. We want to hear from them.
Okay, I'm Jason Clausen. I reside here in Wayne, Nebraska. My wife, Heidi Clausen, and Ransom Broders and Beth Broders, all of Wayne. And we're here to humbly request funds to purchase, renovate the 110 Main Street building for further use of retail space going forward. We have some pretty neat ideas to put in there to generate income, revenue, and support downtown Maine, expand, employ additional people. But right now, our main goal is to purchase and renovate. The building is not, to my I think it's a bit of an eyesore right now, I think, and we have some ideas of renovation, painting the outside, renovating the inside, and turning it into something pretty neat. I talked to Mr. Eichheiter here earlier today about the possibility of some art mural on the side like we've seen on Main Street and other buildings as well, and just turn it into a vibrant spot on Main Street with the idea of expansion of an existing couple businesses that we're looking at. So we do humbly request the $112,500 rate you guys will determine, so any questions?
Are you prepared at this time to share any of these exciting, vibrant ideas?
We're kind of in the weeds right now
close to the chest here?
With negotiation with an existing business. Beth probably could if she wanted to, but me and Heidi we're in negotiation with an existing business to expand and bring in.
Is there going to be a kitchen in there?
There is. I'm comfortable talking about my part of it.
Yes. Remember, you got free press here.
I know. Sweet Peppers is my LLC. I think most of you probably, if you haven't heard of it, it currently is an in-home bake goods facility that I've been doing on my house, and I've outgrown my home kitchen. It's far surpassed what I ever thought, so that is what I will be offering. I have no intentions of leaving the hospital. I want everyone to be aware of that because that's been a big concern. This will be a side business, and I hope to employ college students and high school students to help me own and operate that business down there. Any questions?
Let's put aside with what we're doing, just to give you an idea of what it's going to be, the style it's going to be. It's going to be a signage, printing, package, design, marketing type of a business on Main Street Lane with a lot of different ideas and concepts that we're going to have in place with trying to make a living. So.
Just kind of move forward on some of the stuff that I've done up to this point and expand those services.
For those that don't know on council, all of the design work done on Main Street has pretty much been Heidi. So.
Terms of the loan.
Okay. We like the original ask with Luke was the 2% on a 20-year amortization and a 10-year balloon. That's
monthly.
Kind of.
And monthly.
Monthly interest.
That was on my list of questions.
Yeah.
And when are you closing on the building? Are you wanting to close on this first use towards the purchase of the building? Or are you just wanting this for the renovation? So I know when you want to close on this loan.
We want to close on this loan hopefully by January-ish, around there.
Okay.
Because we want to get in there, do the renovation, and then we'll go to stage two of what we want to do as far as the business is concerned.
And who are all the members of Pepper and Prince? All four of you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Council, questions about the business? Questions about the loan?
I think it's great. Another building that has been in disrepair for a long time is going to be rejuvenated. It's hard to place a price on another Main Street building being active again after it's been kind of closed for a while.
I'm kind of excited about the potential. I'm looking at Heidi going, I know Heidi. She's good. I'm excited to see what this building is going to look like.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. And I have a lot of good ideas that I'm ready to take downtown,
Yeah.
I've worked from my home for 15 years doing a lot of freelance stuff, and I'm just ready to move forward with that. So.
What's your anticipated opening date?
with some negotiations. Me and Ransom are going to be put to work by these guys, I believe, with some things. So I got to get my hammer and nail out here. And as far as March, I don't know, February, March, with the finalization of it, hopefully before spring gets going. So.
And just for the new council members, when they come in asking for 2%, generally it'll be 40 loans. I don't know if you explained that to them at all. The standard when they come and make their recommendation is half the prime rate of whatever the interest rate is that they're getting from the bank. But because the interest rate has gone up so much, the prime interest rate, the council can make whatever decision they want as far as interest. And so they have been doing on the
more recent ones less than half prime, just because that is so high right now. And so I think the last couple we've done have been 2%, right?
Yeah, there's a spreadsheet in here that Luke does. Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's great. I mean, you heard me when we talked about Geno's. You know, it's downtown, it's foot traffic, it's exactly what we're looking for. And especially art-centric, more of exactly what, you know, Blueprint Nebraska and what we've been kind of modeling our city's direction off of for years. So.
You're going to paint your own mural?
I'm scared of heights.
Yeah. I wasn't asking you.
We've talked around her doing some. We've also talked to the college, the art program, to come down and kind of help us out. But I'd love to see her.
Right.
I mean, I definitely want to be involved in the design part of it. But I think just trying to create like a creative center, sort of, you know, just to have conversations about the potential of people learning more about art and things like that would be good. So I'll be involved in it. We'll be involved in it, but yeah.
I'm all in favor of this loan. I do like the idea of 2% for it's a 10-year loan. That's what we did with Tom's Auto Body. It's about the same, similar.
Pretty much they've all, I don't know, the last what, four? One, two, three. I mean, for the course of the last, what, 6 months, maybe longer than that, 3-4 years, it's been around 2%, so.
Mm-hmm. We ready for a motion?
I'll move to approve on the action of the recommendation of the LB 840 Revolving Loan Fund Review Committee application to Wayne's Economic Development Program by Pepper and Print LLC, Jason and Heidi Clausen, and Ranson and Elizabeth Broders for $112,500 at 2% interest over 10 years.
Second.
With the 20-year AM?
With the 20-year AM.
Yep. Motion and a second.
Second.
Any discussion? Let's roll call. The application is approved.
Thank you very much.
Item number 11 is action on application certificate of payment number 13 in the amount of $326,369 to Audi Construction Company LLC for the Wayne City Hall Police Relocation Project. This is approved by Carlson West. Looks like Bob is not here tonight.
Not on. And last meeting up there, we were told hard pressed to get done by January 31st, but they'll do what they can. Keith told you last time, a little problems with the mill work, to hire a different mill work person. But everything else is going well. I don't know if Chief Chin wants to talk anything about communication stuff up there. Doors, I mean, right now that's probably our biggest issue right now is key cards and doors. That seems to be what they're concerning their most time, at least, spent on right now. So anything else from Brian? Marlon, anything that you guys have noticed up there? I mean, any other update that you want to hear about? Timing-wise, good news from PD that equipment could be in as soon as middle of, let's say, January, actually having it physically. We're not sure when it would be installed, but better than the March 1st deadline or the March 1st timeline that we had first been given. So that's good.
March 1st.
Well, that on the PD side. PD side, yeah. No, Brian can move us today on the city side. Right, Brian?
Yeah, maybe tomorrow.
City council meeting in January.
Yeah, I don't know.
Moving a little early?
Special meeting on the 31st of January? Maybe.
A retreat. We can at least do the retreat. How about the carpet squares?
So what we're doing with the carpet squares is once the doors are on the garage, we will deliver our, I think we have like 6 pallets of carpet squares, and then quality control will be done by Gotti. They will go through them to see how many can be used and how many can't be used. Because they said their installer won't do that. The installer will just install what they're given. So Gotti will do the quality control, and then they'll let us know if we need to purchase additional carpet squares.
So they have enough to do the whole floors now, or they have just enough to do? I mean, we're going to run into a situation where we're delayed by carpet squares.
Oh, I don't think Harvest Square's going to take long to come in if we need to get new ones. Do you think, Jill? I don't think that's a big lead time. No, no. The bigger concern is how many do we have, and then we make the decision, okay, we can do three offices with the old ones, but not the entire, you know, that type of thing. We'll see what Hadi comes back with.
Not that there's a rush, but after the paint thing, it's like...
The paint thing took a couple of extra weeks, yeah.
Is there a way to, like, verify that they keep these carpet squares on hand so that you don't lose the installer for, like, 3 months when you're short two boxes of carpet squares? Like, just make sure that it's, like, a common one that...
It is. I mean, what we have is, they're actually still made. These that are, what, probably 9, 10 years old now, they're still made the same style.
Check into it.
So that's where we're at with carpet squares. The tree is planted. A tree is planted up there. You may have missed it. It's not huge yet. Give it 30 years. It'll be good.
How tall is it?
Is it 10 feet? 8, 10?
9'8".
9'8". See? Cool.
That's very specific.
The laser level.
Roughly 9'8".
Might have grown since you last measured it.
It was watered today, so...
The alley's open in the back, too.
Alley's open, okay. Good.
Let's keep her moving.
So, yeah, progress is...
I'll make a motion to approve the application as certificate of number 13 at the amount of $326,369 to Hadi Construction for the Wayne City Hall and Police Relocation Project.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? It's roll call. Action on the application is approved. Number 12 is action on the application and certificate of payment number 3 in the amount of $149,368 to Hadi Construction Company LLC for the Wayne Parks and Rec Maintenance Building Project.
Lowell, you got any updates on that?
Yeah, they got all the heated floor installed and all the concrete got poured before it got cold. And so I'm guessing most of this is concrete and labor.
Yep.
So the entire building's pretty much done.
That was Keith's concern last time was once you start that, you can't stop it. The tubing is continuous, so.
I think your holes actually opened up for them on Saturday so they could get it done. So it was nice right before the holidays here. And so I got that last board down on Saturday, I believe, or the following Monday was still nice. And they have all the steel laid out, ready to go. So it's all the way around the building. It's all laid out the way they want it. So I'm guessing they'll start tomorrow or the next day on that.
I'll move to approve the action or the application of certificate payment number 3 in the amount of $149,368 to Hadi Construction Company LLC for the Wayne Parks and Rec Maintenance Building Project.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? That's roll call. Payment application is approved. Next couple are housekeeping items. Number 13. Action to appoint Joel Hansen, Class A, license number S1155, as the city street superintendent for calendar year 2025, January 1st through December 31st, 2025, for the purpose of the 2025 calendar year highway incentive payment, that's the most redundant thing, to be issued to the city by the Nebraska Department of Transportation in February of 2026.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Roll call. The appointment is approved. Item number 14 is resolution 2024-69 authorizing the signing of the year-end certificate of city street superintendent form for 2024. This is another housekeeping item that must be done by the end of December. So.
I'll move to approve resolution 2024-69.
Second.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Roll call. Resolution is approved. Item number 15. Resolution 2024-70, appointing JBO Consulting Group, Inc. as a special engineer to be used on various City of Wayne projects in 2025. Wes, you want to give us a brief history? Of our history with JBO.
Brief. We've had JBO as city engineer for six years or so. The benefit is we don't have to procure for engineering services on certain grants. We can use JBO because they've been more than 3 years. We pay them $1,000 a month to be on a retainer. Roger spends usually Mondays and Thursdays here from 8 to 12. Casey probably uses him the most between Casey and me. But once in a while, you know, he's used for other things as well, but mostly water and sewer because that's his expertise. We get 5% off of their services on different things that they do. The big one we're using right now is Dave Peterson with the electrical. So they're still honoring 5% off of his services too. So my recommendation would be to keep him on as city engineer.
I'll introduce resolution 2024-70 and move for
approval. That's brief enough. Motion and a second. Any discussion? Let's roll call. Resolution is approved. Item number 16 is resolution 2024-71, directing the city clerk to certify mowing costs to the Wayne County Clerk and Wayne County Treasurer to become a lien on 121 West 11th Street.
How many times we mowed?
Twice. How many times did you mow?
Two times. We are not cheap. You don't hire us to mow your lawn.
I knew that. Do not hire the city to.
And so everything's been followed by notices and things like that, and so I reckon.
Did we have snow removal on this one?
This was mulch. Yes. Oh yeah. This is not the first lien.
Okay.
This is not the first lien.
Does somebody live there?
No, it's yeah.
Abandoned.
It's condemned.
It's condemned. You still have to.
Resolution 2024-71 and move for approval.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Roll call. Resolution is approved. Item number 17 was resolved. Item number 18 is resolution 2024-73, approving the specifications and authorizing the purchase of a 2025 Chevrolet Silverado 3500 HD flatbed truck and related equipment from the Citadel and Fleet and commercial dealership through the state bid process. Lowell, tell us about this truck.
Paid.
Resolved. I went out, checked around for state bid, and Sid Dillon out of Wahoo had state bid, and they had the pickup that we were looking for, which is a 2025 Chevy. It's a cabin chassis, so it's a dually, and then we usually take the truck somewhere and have that flatbed put on it with a dump box on, and he said that they can actually include that all in their state bid and get better prices than we can. So that's what you see on the side with this. There's three different flatbeds.
Right here.
There it is.
There we go.
And the truck we have now has that south fork on it, and we like that one, and it actually came in as a cheaper one. So that's the one that we were going with. So the total will be $53,330 for the new truck, equipped with the flatbed and the dump box and everything ready to go. And this will be replacing a 1991 Chevy flatbed dually, and I don't know what we'll do with that truck if the street department wants to keep it around to just use. We use it for cleaning catch basins because it still dumps and still put around town with it. And
uses oil.
Uses
a little bit of oil.
Oil, but
you can't see his phone card.
Oil's cheap, so.
Hold the window down, open the door.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it works.
Yeah, but it still works, so we'll probably just drive it until it's.
Take the doors off.
It actually has its own homemade dump box underneath of it. It's a wagon hoist that's underneath it that was made back in 91.
What does South Fork mean? What does that mean there?
That's the brand of the flatbed that they're going to put on it. And that's what we have on the truck like that Brian drives now. And we like that one. It seems to dump good. And it's just an electric over hydraulic hoist. And we like that one, so we're kind of glad that one came in. It's a cheaper flatbed.
Well, I was just going to ask, do you remember what was in the budget for this or what we budgeted?
We did it in 2 years. So last year we did 30, and then we did 30 this year.
Okay. So we have 60.
So it came in under budget.
Were you able to buy this in town?
We just go over state bid, I guess. I don't know if that's something that, if they are in the process or go through the bidding process. I know I've gone through when Klopnowski was down at Ford. Mm-hmm. I went through him one time, but he ended up buying it through Sid Dillon and then brought it back to Wayne. And we can go through those hoops. But now that this guy has state bid, just worked out good.
I appreciate that they're.
We've been told that they're going to start into being able to use state bids again. Arnie's did not. Towards the end, they were not doing it anymore.
Okay.
I'm just asking to, I think it takes 8 to 10 weeks to get the truck, and then, you know, still have to take it to get it equipped with the flatbed, so it'd be spring before we'd see the truck. $53,330 with the flatbed.
I think around COVID, people stopped doing the state bid. Well, state bid wasn't allowed, and then people have had to get back into it. So those that were
lapsed in there?
Yeah, I think they are slowly coming back, but others that were very well versed in it, they kept doing it. Sid Dillon was one that kept doing it.
I don't know. The new one will last till 2058.
Hey, you know what? Well, hopefully that's not your problem.
You never know. Yeah, I won't be here. But.
I'll introduce resolution 2020-73 and move for approval for the purchase of Chevy Silverado 3500 from Sid Dillon Fleet and Commercial Dealership for the amount of $53,330.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Let's roll call. The resolution is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item number 19 is action to rename the stub section of Vintage Hill Drive going east from Claycomb Road to now be Thomas Drive to match the extension of that street for the Vintage Hill 4th edition. We discussed this at the last meeting when the developers were present.
Joel may have something else to mention on this too.
Just wanted to add, and I should have thought of it earlier, but I talked to Bay this morning about it, and so we just handled the meeting, but the legal definition of that segment should be the section of Vintage Hill Drive between Claycomb Road and Jordan Drive. Mm-hmm. Would be the actual legal description of that. So I'd ask that you include that in any motion.
And you can just say
the legal description is presented by Joel Hanson.
Yes. Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll make a motion to rename the stub section of Vintage Hill Drive going east from Claycomb Road to now be Jordan Drive to match the extension of that street for the Vintage Hill 4th edition.
Second.
But you're not renaming it to Jordan Drive.
It's from Vintage Hill Drive to Jordan Drive will be named Thomas Drive. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right?
You good with that?
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Correct.
Okay, we got a motion.
Second.
Any discussion? It's roll call. Resolution or the action to rename is approved. I'm number 20. I would like to present the following appointments as they appear on the agenda.
We never have this many department heads show up for.
I know.
Should they all come stand?
I kind of wanted to mess with.
I think Claire needs to give a picture.
Mess with some people. Do it more dramatic. Do it one by one. But no, this will be all at once. So.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Roll call. Snuck Triggs in there.
One more time.
So item number 21 is appointment of Trish Peters to the Planning Commission.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion?
I was going to say this will.
Is she taking?
Dwayne Speaker's position off the Planning Commission. Once he's sworn in here, he automatically resigns from the Planning Commission. So.
Yes, your email was enough, Dwayne, by the way.
Oh, it was, okay.
Yeah. We have a motion and a second, I believe. So let's roll call. Appointment is approved. Item number 22 is appointment of Councilman Bratcher to the Stool to Cool Task Force. And this will be replacing Terry.
Terry and Nick, he'll have to replace too.
But well, we kind of already had.
Yeah.
A little bit too much.
And I will ask. Why does it have to be somebody on council? Why can't we have a citizen at large like Terry or Nick still be on the Stool to Cool committee? Only because I feel like they've been there. Not that we shouldn't have.
They're vested.
They're vested. They've been there since day one. They're in on the conversations,
yep.
And I'd hate to lose
them. Do we have a lot of history. This wasn't created by.
No, this is
resolution.
An ad hoc by you.
So
I mean, you did this.
Yeah, we can definitely do that. I would like to add Clayton to that mix.
Though.
Yeah.
You don't have to. Yeah, I think they just assume
if
the position.
If they are willing and able to stay involved, I think that would be great.
I feel like that they would be, I should speak for them. I know that they're passionate about the project, and we put in a lot of time on this.
I talked to them, and they would like to be involved.
So, I mean, officially, they're not off of it because we didn't remove them. So I'd say they're still on. We're just simply adding another member.
You're the mayor.
Sounds great.
It's not an official committee, so.
You let them know.
Yeah.
I'll make the motion to add Councilmember Clayton Bradford to the School to Cool Task Force.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? It's roll call. The appointment is approved. Item number 23 is the evaluation of City Attorney Amy Miller. All right. And so, because like these evaluations, I feel like have gotten so weirdly processed in the past, the way that we're going to do it this time, and Parker, you've been on here for all of, 25 minutes, and you're going to review an employee. I'm going to have Amy come to the rostrum and just allow you to ask her questions. And then I ask that we go into closed session to discuss. And then we'll come back next meeting after I speak with Amy about if anything needs to be changed. And then we'll approve her new contract. We keep adding to this process. It used to be we'd do it all in one night, and it was like, well, now we're approving it without even talking to her about the changes that were. So we're continuing to refine, so.
All right.
You're also looking at maybe doing this in
November. Yeah, we're going to do this
next
time at the meeting before the new council members get on, in the event that, there's possible that four new council members are on and you'd have half the council reviewing somebody that they've never worked with, which seems wild.
Changing that schedule of when.
Yeah.
Amy Miller, City Attorney, 208 Main Street. So I've enjoyed working with you. Last year when we had the evaluation process, I brought before you a contract with a significant raise, and that was because I had been this city attorney for 8 or 9 years without asking for one. I'm not asking for one this year. I'm fine with how everything has been. For the first, because I know there had been discussion in the past about keeping track hourly of, how much I made. And I tried to do that, but with text messages and meetings outside the office and stuff, it became difficult for me to keep track of the billing. And so I think I got through about maybe 3 months worth of billing before I was just like so far behind I didn't keep track. And at that time it was over $30,000. So the amount of time is roughly, it came out to about what my hourly wage would be, what I'm making right now. So there really wasn't that big of a deal. Except for it is very difficult for me to write down every single time I talk to a council member. So I would prefer to keep it just a contract amount. Like I said, I'm not asking for anything different than what's in the last one. The only thing is, I know last time when I had spoken with Kale after the meeting and we did our evaluation, there was concern about me coming back in, say, 5 years or 6 years and saying, hey, I want a significant raise again. And so he had discussed the possibility of putting an escalator clause in the contract so that I wasn't coming back in 5 years and asking for a raise and people who are new council members saying, holy crap, why is she asking for such a big raise? Well, it's because I've been getting the same thing for 5, 10 years. So that's up to you. I don't care what you do. I'm not making any certain requests, but if you have any questions about like the meetings that I go to, Dwayne, even though you're new to the council this time, I've worked with you a lot in the past on stuff, so you generally know what my job description is. The one thing that was added last year is the Wayne Community Housing. I also do the stuff for Wayne Community Housing now, so that is included in there. Parker, I guess just to kind of let you know, I do council meetings, planning commission meetings, CRA meetings, PRT meetings, agenda meetings, and then the city work on top of it. So.
Questions for Amy? About her contract, about anything else before I ask that we kick her out of here.
Now's the time, because last time when I came and asked for the big raise, nobody said anything. And then I heard a lot in the evaluation. So if you have questions, please ask, because they're going to kick me out after this.
Are escalator clauses common among city attorneys or in your situation? Or
I'm not really
put
sure.
Put your legal advice.
Okay.
Not just
well,
not
I'm
just
not going to sue
yourself,
you for,
but,
yeah, no,
but for any potential future city employee or city attorney.
When I came before the council last year and asked for that raise, I did talk to a couple other city attorneys.
It was a little bit different with them because, you know, you have, for example, the Norfolk City Attorney, but that's what they do.
City employee.
They are, so they make more, but that's all they do, is they're the city attorney. And then I talked to the West Point Attorney, and she made significantly less, but she wasn't required to go to any council meetings, any city meetings. She only did what work they asked her to do and answer, you know, phone calls and stuff like that. So I didn't find any community relatively close to the size of Wayne that was in the same situation that I was in, you know. So I guess it's, I mean, it's completely up to you how you want to do it. I just don't want there to be a shock value, you know, if I come back in 5 years, especially if there's new council members on here, and you're saying, what the heck, why is she getting such a huge raise, so. And from the time that I did start with my contract as the city attorney until last year when I got the raise, my hourly fee at the time that I was appointed city attorney was $150 an hour, and obviously the cost of everything has gone up, and my hourly fee now is $200 an hour.
When you were appointed back when, 10 years ago, how long have
you been? Yeah, 2015. So the mayor at that time had given me two options on a contract. He said, we can pay you this amount, and then if you're gone, the city will cover another attorney to be there in your spot for any meetings, anything you need, or we will pay you this amount, which was a little bit higher, but if you need another attorney to come to a meeting or you need to take a day off, you're responsible for paying. So when I had, at the last meeting, a different attorney here, that's my responsibility to pay his hourly fee to be here, because I could not be here. Mm.
Yeah, that was great.
So, any other questions?
Council has no other questions. I ask that we make a motion to go into closed session to discuss, or to protect the financial interest of the city.
So moved.
Second. Leaving who?
Leaving council members, Mayor Geese, Administrator Blakey, and that's all.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? That's roll call. And we will adjourn immediately after this, so you're lucky tonight that you didn't go the full stretch.
Go home and read,
Amy.
He was like,
that's your one job, Bill, just to make sure the door is open.
Now I make a motion to exit closed session.
Second.
Motion and a second to exit closed session. Let's roll call. We are out of closed session. We adjourn. Thank you, everyone.
See,
and Parker and Dwayne, I might want to, like...